something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah.
There's some Christians that are sickly. They're coming in and out of one sickness or the other. They always have some complaints. Today is my back, tomorrow is my front, my shoulder, my leg, my hand. They always are, oh, my head. Sickly. Often coming from the hospital. Oh, I'm just coming from the clinic. The next time you meet them, I'm on my way to the clinic. I just returned from the clinic. I was on leave. What sick leave? I just came back. I'm traveling. Medical examination. I just arrived from London. I was there for 3 weeks. Their journey is just from hospital to hospital. Medical attention all the time. Sickly among you. And they don't know why. The Bible tells us there's a cause. They don't discern the body of Christ. Go and listen to that message. It says, many are weak. 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 That means not strong, weak. Can't stand, though. Can't stand. We've not even started the standing. Can't stand, though. Please, chair. You want to sit? They are too weak for anything that has to be sustained for a long time. They're too weak. And they think it's nice. They think it's fashionable. You know, I'm don't say until they're angry. Ha! Then you know they are tigers. But when it comes to spiritual things, I love you, love. And I leave my voice. To worship you. Weak. Their own fasting is, it has to break at 11 a.m. They say, tomorrow is fasting. I have to wake up to eat. And doctor said I should not fast. Doctor said you should not fast. Don't fast. Listen, if you don't fast when you should, you might be fasting when you shouldn't. You know what it is to be fasting when you shouldn't? You are unable to eat. No one will instruct you to fast then. You just can't eat. They'll bring food and say, I can't take it. But if you fast when you should, brother. For this cause, it says, many are weak and sickly. Sickly. And many sleep.
All right. Acts chapter 13, from verse 36. I'm going to go into the next two verses. For David, after he had served his own generation, oh, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, oh God, hallelujah. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, the word to read, remission, the remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. What a reason to preach the gospel. What a reason. What a reason to preach the gospel. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins, the removal of sins, the blotting out of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things, from which even the law of Moses couldn't help you. You know, in understanding the message that he brought to us, he told us, do this in remembrance of me. This is my body, which is broken for you. And then we read, we are all one bread. And that the bread that we break is a communion of the body of Christ. So we are one with him. The cup that we drink is our communion of the blood of Christ. But we know what this means. His body was put on that cross. He died. His blood was shed. He gave up his life for us. So every time we break bread, he says, remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time we break bread, there's something about our fellowship of his body and his blood. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. Think about it. All your sins are gone because of this man, Jesus. All your sins paid for by his blood. Every time you do anything wrong, every time you say anything wrong, every time you think anything wrong, the blood of Jesus Christ is the answer. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. Your life is purified by his blood. Your walk is purified by his blood. Why wouldn't you take the communion so seriously? The remission of sins. How big is this? Without the remission of sins, righteousness would have never been possible. When he removed our sins, it became a righteous thing for God to declare us righteous. And at once to be recreated in Christ Jesus, because all sins were paid for by his blood. No one owed God anything anymore. What was needed now was the power over sin. Remission of sins had been done by his blood. Now, life to be sinless. Life more powerful than sin needed to be given. And in Christ Jesus, that became assured. He says to us, do this in remembrance of me. That takes me to the next thing, which is his church. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, look at it quickly. And I say also unto thee, that thou art who? Peter. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How many of you believe that? Do you believe it?
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I will build my church. This church must be so important to Jesus. He says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It must be so important to him. St. John chapter 21, from verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, this was after the resurrection of Jesus. He had been seen by his disciples to have been crucified. And then he was buried. They saw all that happen. He was buried and God raised him from the dead. Now he's with them again after his resurrection. What a joy. And he's been telling them, I'm going away again. Okay, but this time to the Father. So he says, the Bible says, when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Do you love me more than this? What happened? He found Simon Peter. He had gone back to fishing. Simon Peter went back to his business after Jesus had died. He was back to business. See, even after the resurrection of Jesus, they had seen Jesus. But you know, They don't know. He just appears, and then they don't see him again and disappears. So what are we going to do? Man, I'm going back to business. You remember he was broke. Remember Peter was broke. At the crucifixion of Jesus, Peter was broke. He had no money. So much so, Jesus had to ask John to take care of his mother instead of Peter. Because Peter was broke. Don't forget Acts chapter 3, silver and gold. He was with John. Silver and gold have I none. He was broke. He didn't say have we none. No, because he didn't know if John had something and John had something. Yeah, Peter was broke. So he wanted to go back to business. Go back to business. And Jesus found him back in business. He was back in business. And now Jesus showed that he could supernaturally produce fish. And he says, bring some of the fish that you caught. And they brought some of their fish and they found Jesus had his own fish. But, you know, they'd been with him 3 years and seen all kinds of miracles. They didn't have to ask him, where'd you get yours from? So he just wanted them to see that they're the same. You can eat anyone. Now he says, do you love me more than these? Because Peter, you know, he loved all those things. Oh, fishing business. Oh, I love fish. Okay, put it back. Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Next, he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. I don't know whether that pastor is listening. Do you love him more than all these things you're watching? Do you love him more than all these things you're doing? Do you love him more? Or you'd rather have a holiday? What would you rather be doing? Feed my sheep. This was more important to Jesus. He says, do you love me? He says, yes. Then he says, all right, now feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. He says, do you love me more than these? Then I want you to feed my sheep. Okay, next. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. I don't want to go into the details of that because Peter's answer was slightly different from Jesus' question. He wasn't actually answering what he was being asked. He was responding with something else. But that's not today's talk. So, Jesus is showing something here. The church is important to him. The church is, look why the church is so important. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 30. You'd see it now. See it now. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. This is who we are. First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places? Watch, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. The church is his body. He says, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. The church is his body. So when he says, I will build my church, he's talking about the body of Christ. That is you. That's me. That's all our brothers and sisters all around the world. We are the body of Christ. Now, guess what? How can he build his church? He's gone. He's in heaven. How's he going to do it? He's gone to heaven. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying oikodomio of the body of Christ. That word edifying is building. The same words when Jesus said, I will build my church. That word is for the building of the body of Christ. It's translated edifying here. But the word is building. I will build my church. So here he says, for the building of the body of Christ. So we are building the body of Christ. He's building his body through us. Every time you bring a soul, you are like that guy that's carrying another block for the building. Every time you win a soul, you have brought another member of the house. And those of us who are ministering are putting the blocks in the right places and working and building. You are bringing the materials. He says, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. You are particular, specific members. That's what he's telling you. You are particular members, specific members. Maybe you are there as a nail. Maybe you are there as a whatever it is. Oh, the block, the wood, anything. But you are in the building. Part of the floor, part of the walls, part of the stanchions, whatever it is. As we win souls, we're putting them in the right places. We're building the body of Christ. And this edifice is going to be a powerful superstructure. We are building. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And bigger, shout amen, somebody. Solomon was building God a house. He sent a message to Hiram. He said, please send me materials. I need timber. He said, the house that I want to build for God is a magnificent building. Hallelujah. A magnificent building. Wow. Look how beautiful you are. This is getting to be a magnificent building. But we are not through yet. We will give him no rest until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Until the church of Jesus Christ is shown to be the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful creature, the most beautiful living thing, living organism in the face of the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Untarabaga sondalagahaya. We're building the body of Christ. We're not destroying it. We're building it. Don't destroy the body. Don't do things that undermine the body of Christ. For this cause, many are weak and sickly because they do not discern the body. But we do discern the body. And we will build it. I'm building the body of Christ with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's building through me. Hallelujah. I'm winning souls. I'm bringing the materials in. And I'm building the body of Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.